You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
FST, Fantasy Sports Today, Overtime, Fantasy Executive to All-In Kid, Jake Seeley. Greggy, Mr. Sussman, will come up here and rock with us for a little bit. Matt Modica's on assignment today, getting ready for the 2018 baseball season, so good times. Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk about some father-child combos in sports. I thought it'd be fun to see who the best is of those, rank some of those, right? Obviously, the Griffies immediately come to mind. And then you got and then we'll do some Mount Rushmore today too. I think it's San Diego, Phoenix, and then what was the other one, Jake? Boston, the dreaded sports town that is Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, you dropped that on me like 2 minutes ago.
It was just about 25, to be honest with you, Jake. But my battery died, and I don't have my charger upstairs with me, so I wasn't able to look at my computer right quick and find it out. All in, kid. Jake Seeley, good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. So it's just us for a while?
Just us right now, kicking it, you know what I mean? Jake, I had a question, and it just popped in my head just now. Do you remember the first girl that you had a crush on?
Crush on? I don't know about crush on. I don't know the first girl I dated. Yeah. You know, back in like third, fourth grade when that stuff didn't even really count anyway. But
yeah, it doesn't.
I remember that.
So I guess you would say that's the first girl you had a crush on, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I remember making the Chinese stars with the folding up the paper.
Yeah,
making the Chinese
stars. Do you like me? Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I remember that. Yeah, that was it's a good thing that didn't work out. She's a mess now.
Oh, she's a disaster, huh? You know, that always happens a lot. You know what I'm saying? With your first crush. My first crush.
Oh, no,
was...
that just happens after you're done dating me.
you just put them in the mess category once they no longer with the all-in kid.
You can't recover.
Even a young all-in kid.
Once you lose out on the all-in kid, you're ruined.
Yeah, it's over. You go to the scrap heap. Young lady, my young lady, her name was Tarina. She was very beautiful, young adolescent. Well, not a pre-adolescent girl when I developed this crush on her. Huh?
I knew what you meant.
Yeah, yeah. So
I was just saying, yeah.
She live in Richmond now. We've reconnected. Like now it's like I used to have a crush on her. She paid me no attention. She was very pretty little girl. Smelled like lip gloss and bubble gum and, you know, things that, you know, like that you see with grade school when you get your first crush, whatever. And then when we got grown, she had a crush on me, Jake, and it was different. You know what I'm saying? It was a role reversal. And then I was like curbing her. You feel what I'm saying? So I just found that to be interesting because she would hit me up in my DM every now and then, like, oh, I'm coming to New York. You know, and I'd be like, I'm busy. You know what I'm saying? So she didn't really do it for me after I got grown, Jake. She wasn't like on my top list anymore. You feel what I'm saying?
Did she recently reach out or something? Like, what made you think about this?
No, well, I was scrolling through my timeline and I saw a picture of her. Still pretty, okay. You know what I'm saying? But she's not really what I'm looking for now, you know. But so shout out to her. She live in Richmond, so she would be.
Hopefully, she's not listening.
I doubt it, Jake. I'm almost willing to guarantee you she's not listening. So there you go, right there. I just wanted to. You want to share about your first crush? 844-843-6879. In the break, I'm going to run downstairs. I'm going to grab my charger. And when we come back, we get the program started. FST Overtime right here on the Fantasy Sports Network.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Fantasy Sports News Desk, sponsored by New York Daily News.
The White Sox have also been linked to Mike Moustakas, which makes no sense to me as they're going young. But also, Carlos Gonzalez is now being linked to the White Sox. Again, makes no sense to me either, but there is some White Sox news as bringing in a veteran with Carlos Gonzalez and Mike Moustakas.
Here's a novel idea. Save a little face.
Derek Jeter. Sign Mike Moustakas and Carlos Gonzalez.
Weekdays, 6 a.m. Eastern, Saturdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
It's popping off.
Joker was a way more developed villain and character.
For sure.
Than Michael B. Jordan's villain. And that's nothing against Michael B. Jordan or his character in Black Panther.
Oh, because he did a phenomenal job.
I thought he did a great job.
Destroyed
it. He's a great villain.
Seriously.
He's very angry. I remember texting that to Pete. I was like, he's so angry.
I love it.
Michael B. Jordan is a phenomenal villain.
Right.
I would put him up with Heath Ledger as a great villain.
No, of course. Yeah. No, he committed, for sure. He committed.
Yeah. Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Fantasy executive, all in kid, Jake Seeley, holding it down right now for you, FSTOT, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. All right, let me get myself together. That's the shade room. That's not what I'm looking for right now. Then we got NCAA basketball stuff. We'll discuss that on the Roto Experts podcast, all the scandal going down in the NCAA. Jake, more corrupt organization, the NCAA or the IOC?
IOC still.
IOC is no joke, Jack. You got to pay them for the Olympics to come to your town. You got to pay them. That bag got to be heavy, too.
So, yeah, and it's not just what they say that you get paid. There's a lot more there,
yes,
too.
Yes, a lot of stuff that goes on with the IOC.
You know what's
dirty.
Crazy, though? You talk about that, and I was going to bring this up during On Target today with Tony and Scott to get their opinion, just because it's not something to spend a lot of time on. How dumbass stupid do you have to be a Russian athlete and get caught for doping?
That's crazy, right?
Like, they suspended your entire country. You have to play under the OAR, and you still get caught for a PED in the Olympics.
I don't understand that. I guess it's just like a I guess it's just the culture of the athletes out there where they're trying so hard. My thing is, I hope they ain't giving like the little figure skating girls, performance enhancers also, because then you can mess them up for life.
No, I don't think you need to. What are they going to enhance? They don't want more muscle. They need to be light on their skates.
Well, they can. Maybe they can spin faster. I don't know, Jake.
No.
I don't know.
You're
know that. Court. All right, cool. So I'm glad. I don't think we should have children doping to win the Olympic medals, or anybody doping for that matter.
Yeah, nobody should be.
Jake, have you downloaded Born to Ball yet, the Lonzo Ball mixtape? No?
You know the answer to that question.
All right, there you go right there. The all-in kid is not listening to Lonzo Ball's music. I'll be honest with you, Jake, I haven't downloaded it yet either.
Good, don't.
I'm probably not.
If there was a way to add, like, negative downloads to his account, I would do it. Like, if there's a thumbs down feature and all the dislikes, and all, I would definitely do that.
Yeah. If I happen to hear it, it'd be by accident. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be listening, I'd be riding with somebody, and I'd be nodding my head, and I'd be like, yo, who's this? And they'd be like, yo, this is Zoe. I'm like, Zoe who? They'd be like, Lonzo Ball. And I'd be like, oh, okay. But other than that, not going
to
happen.
Lonzo Morning. I'd rather
Lonzo
listen
Ball.
To him.
Shout out to Lonzo Morning. Did we get him on the Mount Rushmore? for Miami?
No. Or do we? I don't remember.
I think he might have gone
on there.
I don't
think he made the cut. Did he?
What was it?
Did he slip in at the end ever, after that? It was going to be tough to leave him off. It just
yeah,
because
it was D-Wade, Dan Marino. I think it was Zoe. And then I wanted to put Uncle Luke, but y'all was like, no. So, whatever. I forgot who the third.
Speaking of which, are you going to go see that Uncle Drew movie?
This is the thing with the Uncle Drew movie, right? I'm not going to the movie theater to see the Uncle Drew movie. But, you know, if the kids, like, was to come across it on the Fire Stick or something like that, then I would do it. But I'm not going to go spend dollars to go sit in the movie theater in the summertime to watch the Uncle Drew movie, which was filmed not too far from where I live at, too. So,
really?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You should just get the movie pass. That's what I have. It's $9.99 a month, and you can go to the movies once a day if you want to.
Would you find the time to go see the Uncle Drew movie, though?
If it was free, which the movie pass is kind of... I know it's not technically free because you're paying $10 a month. But I have one. I'm paying $10 a month. I already saw Black Panther, so there's my one ticket a month. And actually, a lot of places you could go could end up being more than that. And then now basically every movie I decide to go to for the rest of the month is free.
That's
so
pretty
if
cool.
I'm like nothing else to do, I'll be like, you know what? I'll spend a Saturday afternoon for 2 hours.
Uncle Drew. It's Kyrie is in it. Shaq's in it. Who else is in it?
A couple people.
Yeah.
That's the only ones I knew off the top of my head were the two you named.
Kyrie and Shaq were the ones that come to mind immediately.
It kind of feels like Blair Witch Project, though. Like now that you already know it's fake. Like,
yeah.
It loses some of the appeal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not really an old man playing basketball. It's Kyrie Irving.
And like, right. The first time you saw the commercial, it was like, what the hell is going on? But now,
you know,
I don't know. Yeah.
Shout out to Nike and Kyrie. They did a good job with that. All right. So, father child sports combos, Jake. And the one that comes to mind immediately when I put this together, obviously outside the Griffies, we'll get to the Griffies. But Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Dale Earnhardt Jr., obviously Dale Earnhardt Jr. recently retired. Concussions became a problem for him. And Dale Earnhardt Sr., obviously the Daytona 500 many years ago, he passed away. But they were NASCAR is a real big father-son sport. Scott Engel and Sean Engel, obviously. We have that here right here on the network.
Yeah.
All we did. You got other father-son combos, but this is the one that sticks out because of the popularity of the drivers. The thing about it is the Intimidator, Dale Earnhardt, he was always one of the top dudes in the sport, but Junior never really lived up to it, right? Am I safe to say that, Jake?
No, you're right. He doesn't have a lot of wins to his career.
He don't have a lot of wins.
The funny thing is, like, my roommate's a huge NASCAR fan, and I was just talking about him the other day, saying the fact that even NASCAR in general, the funny thing about it is, like, they don't have a lot of faces for the casual fan. Like, now that Jeff Gordon's gone, now that Dale Earnhardt's gone, now that Danica is all gone, like, there's nobody who's like, oh, that person's recognizable. You know, I know that person in NASCAR. There's not really, like, nobody knows what Kevin Harvick and, you know, like, Austin Dillon, who just won. Nobody knows what those guys look like. Nobody knows half these guys. Like, Tony Stewart's not even there anymore. He was the bad boy.
Yeah.
But Dale Earnhardt Jr. was one of the most famous people, and he barely won.
I don't get it. And he was very famous, mainly because of his pops. Now that we're back inside, live inside Studio 34, all in kid Jake Seeley, I would like you to meet Rockin' Raleigh's employee, Kayla. Kayla, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Talking to the microphone, dear. How's everything going in the restaurant?
Smooth sailing today.
Good. I'm very hungry, and they apparently have something against me in the restaurant. No, they don't allow myself to be fed. I can't even get a glass of water, all in, kid.
I had to steal it,
to be honest with you, Kayla.
Well, cheers, Corey.
Yeah, you got a nice big water.
I mean, being so grown, you can just pour your own cup, I tell you, every morning.
Yes, you're right. I am grown. I am an adult. Thank you very much. Jake, don't laugh at that. Kayla, this morning.
She's right. It's waiter or waitress service. It's not butler service.
Thank you so much.
That's, but Kayla always looks out for me. She's good people. Kayla, we began the program this morning talking about our first crushes. And I remember I had a crush on this young lady. Well, she was school girl, you know, it was like a little, you know, it was little kids. We mm-hmm. wasn't doing anything, had crush, whatever.
He was also a little kid.
I was also, she used to make fun of me. I had a crush on her. She would call me a pipsqueak because I was a smaller, I'm not the massively large man that I am now.
Okay.
I was a smaller guy when I was growing up, Kayla.
Okay.
And she was very, very mean to me in my youth. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But as we got older, she'd be in my DM. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm like curving her now because it's like it's not worth it.
Why not? I mean, everybody grows up, and she was immature at that state. Like, she's a grown woman now. You're a full, as you said, a full grown man.
Yes, this is true.
So you blaming her for her being a child is still being childish today. Like,
no, Kayla, but no, I'm holding a grudge. Because
why?
Because she hurt my feelings when I was 6 years old.
I mean,
six, seven, that's a very tough age.
It is, and it marks
for a child.
You, but you get
and
to
you're
just,
right, it marked me.
Of course it marks you, but then you get to see the man that she missed out on.
Yeah, she certainly did.
Yes, but you won't let her see that, so now she doesn't even know. She doesn't even care. I mean,
she's not my type anymore.
Then you have to show her that.
I mean, I'm curving her, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who was your first crush?
I don't even know.
He was like,
well,
what,
it was in
third
school,
grade,
course.
Obviously. Bubble gum and
yeah, it was actually the second grade. It was the second grade, and
what was his name?
No,
he's not watching.
His name was Steven,
mm-hmm.
And it was more like I was like, I don't know, I was new in the school, so
okay.
I was like the nicest person.
So this was the Bronx, or this is Brooklyn?
Where Brooklyn. You, when I just started a new school in Brooklyn,
okay,
and it was cool. It was he was mellow, and I was accepted into like the little crew.
Okay,
and so.
Now the Steven was the crush on Steven made you accept it?
Accept him? Of course.
I mean,
well, no.
Did he have a crush on you back?
Yes, and I didn't know I didn't know he had a crush, and I had a crush. It was just that we were so nice to each other. That's how we figured it out.
Oh, okay.
It was just like we were really cool. It was someone.
Did
else.
Anything ever develop that later on in life?
No, I mean when we grew up, he became a jerk. So.
And what do you mean he became a jerk?
He started liking girls, and once he started liking girls.
Oh, he started liking girls.
More girls.
He became a jerk.
He started being cocky, and it's just so ugly in a person to be so cocky. Confidence is sexy, but
cockiness. I'm confident. Not cocky. I'm confident.
You're very cocky. So
I'm confident is a difference, Kayla. It's a difference. Confidence and cockiness is
different. Cocky people think they're confident, so let's just keep it at that.
Boy, this is tough.
No, it's not. It's not. But he did start feeling himself. Everyone gave him attention, so I guess he rolled with it.
Oh, so you rolled with it, and then you kind of just backed off.
Yeah, I mean,
because you wasn't down for that.
It's not fun, and for you to talk plural to people when it's just me and you in a conversation doesn't really make sense.
No, I don't like that. Sometimes I'm buddy to All In Kid Jake Seeley. He'll talk plural to people too. Yeah, he can be that. He can be that overconfident guy.
Instead of like eye contact or just one person speaking, he speaks to the room. So it's just like, so what are you talking about?
And
the
whole room. I don't do that, Corey. I hate people who do that.
Yeah,
I hate when you're talking to somebody and they're looking over your shoulder and they're kind of like, nah.
Yeah, because then it's like you're doing eye contact. So then another person enters the conversation, and now it's just not a two person conversation. Now it's just like opinions being put into. One whole
How's it going today in the restaurant?
It's very smooth. I can't really complain. Today was so smooth.
Any tips?
Of course.
Good
I
job.
I do good service.
Yeah, I like to hear that. This is Kayla, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll start Mount Rushmore. So we just sit here and let the music ride out. Everybody in the YouTube chat, give us a thumbs up for Kayla. We'll appreciate that. I'm going to let her get back to work now because her manager does not like me. It's probably more than me she doesn't like either. I tell you why, Jake. To be honest with you, it has to do with... Anyway, thank you very much, Kayla, the lovely Kayla. When we come back on.
Watch Craig Carton live, the top 8 at 9 on Twitch.tv from the Fantasy Sports Network Studio 34 every Monday through Thursday at 9 o'clock Eastern. Do you want to be a part of the show? Take part in the Twitch chat room and give me your opinions or call in 844-84-FNTSY. Go to twitch.tv/Craig Carton live and get in on the action. Come get some. It's Craig Carton live, the top 8 at 9, only on Twitch.tv.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Game time decisions.
You are in the college basketball world. You know how greasy it can be. The money's so big, the feds aren't going to look away when they know coaches are pocketing millions under the table.
It's explosive times, and it's dangerous times if you're part of any type of NCAA basketball program.
Andy Miller right now, he has spreadsheets, wiretaps, and people that know Andy Miller, they know that he's looking out for only one person, and that's himself.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Roto Experts.
Do you guys like watch any shows together?
No, we watch shows together. We watch The Punisher. If she's watching The Kardashians, I'm playing Overwatch.
I get stuck watching The Kardashians.
I've caught a couple episodes, though. I'm not going to lie.
Sure. Like, I've caught quite a few.
It's been a while since I've had to watch something I don't want to watch.
Zero.
You don't live with a girlfriend. You don't. You
no, 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 no. Let me make this clear right now. And for a bit,
this
no,
is be great. 100%.
I am never going to be forced to watch a Kardashian show.
Watch on the FNTSY YouTube stream and listen anytime on popular podcast providers.
Hi, this is Lar Michaels of CreativeSports.com and host of the Tout Wars Hour on the Fantasy Sports Network. Join Justin Mason and me at our new time, Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, as we break down the fantasy games you love with the biggest names in the industry. Plus, starting with the 2018 baseball season, we'll review the Tout Wars Fab Bits live on the show, hours before your league's waiver deadline. So join Justin, Lord Zola, and special guests every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern for the most in your fantasy sports world.
Going for the green with Daily Roto.
I like to mass multi-enter NBA, but I look at NBA where I'm grinding out caches each night. Whereas in golf, because of the variance, my exposures are spread out a bit more. And as a result, it's harder to make money just grinding out those min caches. You're really looking over the long haul, play this out so that you can end up on some teams that are winning tournaments, taking advantage of those top-heavy prize pools.
Listen live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Fantasy Sports Today, FSTOT, right here on the network. Mr. Sussman back upstairs with us. Kayla's going back to work. Mr. Sussman had his break. Got the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, rocking with us. Getting ready. We got some stuff that we got to talk about. The father-child sports figures. We got some Mount Rushmores also to get into. Right, Mr. Sussman?
Yes.
I want to ask you, though, Mr. Sussman.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a favorite Instagram model?
It's not what I thought your question was going to be.
Greg, I'm all over the place.
You really are today. French. You know, I got it. I have a favorite Instagram model.
A favorite Instagram model.
Sure.
What's her name?
I have to give it out.
She's not watching, Greg.
No,
and then
no.
Judy's not going to give you a hard time about this.
She knows everything.
Oh, she knows.
I don't need to hide it from Judy. Whatever.
Good for you.
I have a few favorite Instagram models.
Huh?
I have a few.
You have a few. I think we all do, Greg. Who was your one seed in Instagram models?
It's probably
Can
Sierra.
Can we do an Instagram model?
Probably Sierra bracket? Sky.
Sierra, how you spell her name?
Sierra.
C-R-I-C-R-S-I.
S-I-E-R-R-A. We're literally just trying to fill up Corey. This entire segment is filling up Corey's Instagram timeline with more models.
Sierra Austin? Sierra Austin?
No, Sierra Sky.
Oh, there she go right there. She's verified. She has three. Oh, wow, Greg. This is a nice one. She has 3.4 million followers.
Does she deserve that? Does she deserve
it? She deserves every follow she has, Greg. I'm about to follow her, too.
She has 3 million and one now.
Yeah, she's very nice. Look at this.
Yeah.
See, Instagram, like, made the modeling game.
Oh, changed it.
It changed the modeling game because now you can just be regular and be an Instagram model. You feel what I'm saying?
It's true.
I got a favorite. Greg got a favorite. All in kid, Jake Seeley. Do you have a favorite Instagram model?
No. I'm going to follow any of them.
Really? I got a lot more for you.
Oh,
go look at my Instagram.
Hotel.
Go and look at my Instagram. I don't follow people I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Right, yeah.
I can dig that. This is where you stay out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing right here. So this one, right, her name is Sierra Sky. Mm-hmm. She has 3.41 million followers now. All right, who's your two seed?
That would be Brianna Holly.
Oh, my one seed name is Brianna, too.
B-R-Y.
B-R-Y. Y.
Yeah.
Mine's is B R A.
Okay.
Brianna.
Holly.
A. N. Y'all ain't listening to public school spelling right now. Mm-hmm. Nah. Brianna Holly. This is a nice one, too. Not as nice as Sierra, though.
Really?
Not as nice as... Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a nice picture right here. Oh, she's real pretty, girl. This is a nice picture right here, though. There you go, Brianna Holly. Gentlemen, everybody in the YouTube chat, you can put your favorite Instagram model in the chat, and then we'll come up with a 64 of Instagram models if they allow us to do that, and then we'll go through the list and see who wins. My favorite Instagram model is Brianna too.
Okay.
Her name is, well, she comes right up when I put the B in. Instagram already knows where I'm going. Her name is Brianna Betty, and she's a Dallas Cowboy fan too. She's from Houston, right? And she's a Cowboy fan.
Right.
And she's amazing. She has 863,000 followers.
Okay.
So there you go right there. So we'll get that going, and then we'll get a bracket rolling for that, because there's March Madness coming up. Like Jim Ross, everybody in the shout out. Lance Davis says Natalie Pack. Let's go check.
All right.
Natalie Pack. Are you doing, am I the only one checking?
Yeah.
Greg, you look like you're doing something more important.
Nope. I'm chilling, man.
Pack. Natalie Pack is who Jim Ross. Oh, this is nice, LD. Oh, this is real nice. Yeah, look, how many followers does she got? She got 156,000 followers. That means you might have a shot. So, you know what I'm saying? Because when they have a million something followers, you don't really have a shot.
Yeah.
So, we'll get the Instagram model bracket rolling. All right, let's get back to more important stuff. So, Greg, we were talking about, I don't know if it's more important or not. We were talking about, like, father-to-child combos. We brought up the Earnhardts, which we never really seen too much from Dale. I mean, we never really seen too much from Dale Jr. Senior was a beast, might be the greatest to ever do it. He might be the one seed of all-time of NASCAR drivers. Then you got Bob Boone, Brett Boone, and Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone, obviously, very close to me because Aaron Boone, that immaculate home run at Yankee Stadium to beat the hated, evil Boston Red Sox. But I remember Brett Boone as being like, eh, and I don't even know who Bob Boone is.
That's his father.
I know it's his father.
It's his father.
Jake, is the most accomplished Boone, Aaron Boone, off that one hit and the fact that he's the manager of the New York Yankees?
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about the Boones. I don't think the Boones would even be in my top five, maybe not even top 10.
All right. What about Lee and Richard Petty? Another NASCAR combo.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Okay. Also, not somebody I was thinking of in the top right. five, but a lot of people probably argue they deserve to be in the top five, so I can see that one.
What about Joe Bean Bryant and Kobe Bryant, Jake?
No.
No, Joe Bean didn't do enough?
No.
He raised them up, though, Greg. He made sure that he kept...
I would go with Dale and Steph before them.
That was going to be my next crew right there. Dale and Steph definitely get that combination. The two great shooters. He raises his son up to be a great shooter also.
There's a lot you still haven't even gotten to. I don't think you've even gotten to my top five. Oh, you said the Griffies, but outside of them, you haven't gotten to my top five.
Michael and Clay Thompson, did they go in your top five?
No.
You know what I found interesting? And we'll get back to that. Well, Mike, when the Warriors were in their first finals, Michael Thompson said he was more nervous watching Clay play in the finals than he ever was playing in the finals, and that if the Warriors lost, he would feel so bad that he would give his son one of his rings. That's how important it was for him. It was more important for Clay to win a championship, he said, than it was for him to win a championship. That's a very noble thing for a pops to say. If it was me, I'd be like Jaden Yon-Yon.
Really?
I'd be like, I'm going to be at the games and stuff, but I got my ring, you need to get yours too.
I don't think you would have said that.
You don't think so? Jaden's not an athlete, though.
I understand that, but if he did something intellectual, right? I think he'd be very, very nervous. If he was on like a debate team.
I would be very nervous.
He'd be very nervous
because because I don't want to embarrass yourself.
It's your son. You know what I'm saying? You want him to win.
I want him to look good and win too. What do you think about Michael and Clay Thompson? Nah, don't do it for you.
Nope.
You like Dale and Steph though?
Yeah, that's a good one.
What about Cecil Fielder and
Cecil
Fielder and Prince Fielder? This Mr. Sussman is correcting me. Remember how mad Scott used to get when you correct him? What about the Fielder boys? What about the Fielders? Big fat, not big, healthy.
What was that?
I don't want a body shame.
What was that? Fat Tuesday?
I don't want a body shame. I said nice, portly baseball players, both of them.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's a good one to me. I like the Fielders.
By the way, they
finished with the exact same amount of home runs.
I did not know that. Yeah. That's interesting. You knew that, Jake, tidbit?
Yeah, I remember. I think somebody brought it up last year, as a matter of fact, on this network. But I would put them probably fourth for baseball, father-son duos.
Who's number one? Well, number one is the Griffies. Who's number two?
That's no. Good. Number one is the Bonds.
Oh, yeah. That's silly me. I forgot about the Bonds.
What about like the... No.
I would go Bonds, Griffies, Ripkins, and then the Fielders.
Bonds, Griffies, Ripkins, Fielders. I like that list right there. The Bonds were amazing. Both of them Bonds, in the Hall of Fame, right?
The Bonds are probably
not. Barry's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, Barry will be in there.
He'll finally get in. They're probably number one or number two in all-time father-son duos.
I would say so, too. I think that's the truth. What about Muhammad Ali and Layla Ali?
Very talented.
Yeah, I was going to say they deserve to be in the top three.
Yeah.
My top three are the Bonds, the Alis, and then the Hulls from hockey.
What about the Mannings?
That was where I was going next, Mr. Sussman.
They wouldn't be in my top three, but they deserve to be there.
Archie, Peyton,
and
Eli.
That good.
He was a journeyman. He was like Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah. Tyrod Taylor's a good quarterback.
He is.
We sit here and say he's a good quarterback.
Man, you're right, but he's like his two sons are going to the Hall of Fame.
Now, if you want to extend this out, and because you could do the same thing with the Ripkins, you can include Billy Ripken. If you want to say the Mannings can also include, so it's a father-son-son, and include Eli as well, then right. It's hard to not say the Mannings don't deserve to be near the top with the Bonds.
Yeah.
The Mannings are up there. Archie was a journeyman. Peyton was the greatest regular season quarterback ever. Mm-hmm. And then Eli's a Hall of Famer, too.
Don't forget about Cooper. Cooper was an amazing wide receiver before his career was over. Cooper and now he's just an amazing businessman.
Cooper, they did the SEC story on the Mannings. Cooper was the best out of all of them at first until he
got
sick.
That's what they said. Yeah. That's what they argued, is that he had the most talented of the three of them.
And I think that's why Peyton ended up at Tennessee, because I think Cooper went to Tennessee and he wanted to throw to his brother. Peyton was very hurt when his brother got sick and couldn't play football no more.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. That would happen, too, because brothers are a close bond.
Yeah.
I always wish I had a brother. None of us have brothers.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. All sisters, though.
Yeah, we do all have sisters. Yeah. Different dynamic.
Very different dynamic.
Very different dynamic. Because sometimes sisters get a little bit on your nerves.
Jake, your sister's older than you, though, right?
Three years younger.
Oh, she's younger. Oh, okay.
My sister's younger, too.
Same. We're very similar, the three of us.
My sister's more successful than I am. I don't have a problem with that. You feel what I'm saying?
Of course, you support your sister.
No, yeah. I support her, but she's. Sometimes I feel as if, you know. Is she trying to show me up?
I don't think so.
No, you don't think that's.
She's trying to do her thing.
She's just doing her thing. Would you say you're more successful than your sister? It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference to me either. I'm just saying.
My sister's excellent at her profession. Mm-hmm. Excellent at what she does. So I hope she's the most successful teacher in the history of the world.
Where's she teach at?
She teaches at a school in Edison, New Jersey.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good kids?
Some.
Does she come home with stories about these kids is crazy?
Yes.
Yeah. You know who crazier than the kids?
The teachers.
The parents.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The parents are crazy.
The kids are wild.
Yeah, the kids are wild. They came from them parents, though.
You're absolutely right.
Trust me on that one.
It's scary.
How's your sister doing, Jake? She's good to go?
Yeah, she's good. I mean, she's doing as well as she can. You know the stuff with my brother-in-law, so that's right? I'm assuming you do.
No,
I think we've talked about it before.
What happened? Is this an on-air conversation, or should we go to the break?
Yeah, he had a brain tumor and surgery and everything like that, and he's doing well now. It's just a lot to overcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good right there. I did not know that. So
all prayers answered, though, because the only thing is that the medication, that's what we're assuming, has got him a little bit, like, personality is just off, but, I mean, didn't lose any functionability. I mean, it was on the stem. It was something that wasn't even supposed to be surgically removable, and they still got 99% of it. So 99% didn't lose functionality, not numb, didn't lose, like, speaking, but, like, nothing. So,
well, there you go.
Huge prayers answered.
And that's very noble of your sister right there, so... This is not the time to play this song. Jesus. We're going to play at the crossroads now. When we come back, we get into Mount Rushmore. Yes.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
How's it going in there?
5 more minutes.
Okay, let's play a game. 2 truths, 1 lie. We're not gonna be late to the party. In the time you've taken to get ready, you could have been on your way to saving a life. And I'm wearing that tie you hate.
We're not gonna be late. We're 10 minutes away. You wouldn't dare wear that tie. And I can't save a life. I'm not a firefighter.
Actually, I swabbed my cheeks last week.
It takes less than a minute to get your cheek swabs. Register at DKMS.org and you can be a superhero by helping someone out.
BSO Live.
I think because Cuban was not implicated and neither was none of the players, I don't know if it's getting as much steam as people thought. It's like the dunk contest. The dunks can be great, but if nobody knows who you are, I don't think it gets appreciated. There's no evidence in the story that says I went and told Mark Cuban this is what's happening and he ignored me. Maybe it's going to pass through the news cycle unless Trump tweets about it.
Find the BSO Live podcast on blacksportsonline.com or on any popular podcast provider.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. It provides protection from the sun's harmful rays and can keep your patio about 20 degrees cooler. Call 800-869-4993 now and you can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 with your special $200 discount certificate. Call 800-869-4993 now for your discount certificate and you'll also get a free awning idea kit. Call 800-869-4993. That's 800-869-4993.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
All right, here we go. Fantasy sports today. FST overtime. Getting ready to get into Mount Rushmore, the city of Boston. Chris Pavona, my man. I need on-air Chris Pavona.
I'm here. What's up?
Can I get some people to put in the Instagram model bracket?
I can do that for you.
I need to know some of Chris.
This is literally you just trying to add on to your timeline here, right?
Hmm?
You just literally.
I followed the one that you mentioned. I did follow her. I haven't followed Natalie Pack yet, and I haven't followed Lacey K. Summers. I haven't followed them yet. I didn't follow that second girl that you mentioned either.
Brianna Holly.
I did not follow her. All right, Chris Pavona, you got any Instagram models that we can add to our bracket?
Nope.
You want another one?
Pavona, don't. What do you mean, nope, Pavona?
I really don't know much about the IG models.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing I ever hear about IG models really before you today is Rob Littal talking about them.
Oh, well, man, don't worry about
you want,
that.
You want another one?
Give me another one, Greg.
Celeste Bright. Yes.
I had a cousin named Celeste. I'm quite sure it's not the same person. I'm very certain.
You would be correct in that.
Celeste.
All right. Yeah, this is my favorite segment we've ever done.
Really, this is a nice one too. She's a little bit too thin for me though.
Sorry.
She's very pretty girl. Okay, she'd be in the bracket. Celeste Bright. Anybody want to text me their favorite Instagram model? Feel free to.
I have another one that you'll like. One more that you'll like.
Sure, let's do it, Greg.
See, I'm here for you. I'm here. Thank you. Anna Sherry. A-N-A.
One A-N. Yeah. I got an Anna, too.
This is a good one for you. You'll like this one.
A-N-A. Okay.
C-H-E-R-I.
C-H-E-I. Okay. Let's see this one right here.
You'll like her. She's very up your alley.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Who is? I've never seen her before.
Yeah.
This is, all right, she gets on the list, too. I like when they be in the gym. Well, let me not.
You like when they're in the gym?
Yeah, because you know they fake working out with really somebody. She has over a million followers.
She owns
also.
She owns like a workout company or gyms.
This
and
woman
stuff.
Has 11 million followers.
Yeah, she's very
crazy.
Popular. Yeah, she's former Playboy Playmate.
Oh, she did. So then she's not an Instagram model, then.
Well, she is. She's very famous.
Well, she's going to be on. She's going to be in our bracket, though.
When does this bracket get revealed?
We got to get at least 32 Instagram models. Well, I can give you 32 right now. You know what I'm saying? But we need a potpourri. We got to get everybody involved.
Sure. So anybody, it seems like it's just you and me at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. So anybody want to nominate Instagram models for our Instagram model bracket, and we'll. This one right here, this Anna Sherry gonna be hard to beat, y'all. I'm gonna be honest with you. Wow. She might be a one seed.
She's up your alley.
She's a one seed in the Miami division. So our Instagram model brackets are gonna be Miami.
Okay.
San Diego.
Right.
Give me some more.
LA.
Oh, LA.
Gotta
and
have
then
LA.
I probably need someplace else.
New York.
Really?
Probably.
We live in New York.
I understand.
Darn it. I guess we can put them in a New York bracket.
They have to be just Instagram models, like famous from Instagram. Is that the rule here? Like
Instagram famous models.
Okay.
Instagram, like people that, like girls that might not have really been models, but with the development of Instagram, they became models. I know Ventra got some. We can get some from Ventra when we do the Brother Experts podcast.
He left.
Oh, Ventra's gone.
It's just us.
Frankie, baby?
He's working very
hard. All right, cool. All right, all in kid, Jake Seeley. Boston, Mount Rushmore. And when I think of Boston sports, I honestly think of a lot of bad times. But I do think that we have to start with the GOAT, Larry Bird.
No, if I'm starting Boston, I'm starting Tom Brady.
Well, yeah, okay, so we have two spots taken already.
I think you're going to make three. You got to add Ted Williams, too.
Teddy ball game?
Ted Williams has to go right in there also.
So we're fighting for the last one.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll all be different on it. But, yeah, Tom Brady, Ted Williams, and Larry Bird would have to be the number. This might be the easiest three with the most argued number four that we have.
Larry Bird, Tom Brady, Ted Williams.
And Anna Sherry.
Anna Sherry, all right. I'm still on her Instagram page.
All right.
Oh, she's one of those. I tuned out.
Yeah, no, don't worry. This is not real. I don't like this tattoo, though.
Was the one on her ankle?
Oh, no, not the one on her ankle. Oh, that's not a tattoo. That's sand. My bad.
I don't even get the point. Like, I don't even understand what's the point of following him.
Nice to look at.
Yes, Jake. Downtime throughout the course of the day.
Or during work.
Or doing work.
This is the problem with America anyway. Everybody's trying. Not you guys. It's like, well, actually all of it together, because that's why they're doing it. Everybody's trying to become Instagram famous. Like, I tweeted. Like, I texted my buddy the other day. He's like, when you go on Instagram, you find three things. Is puppies, actual pictures of people you know with their friends, and girls trying to be Instagram models.
That's
accurate.
That's basically what it was made for. Do we have any more Instagram suggestions in the chat? Bobby Orr. No, not Bobby Orr.
It's probably the Boston.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's Boston. Oh, my bad. Say, who's Bobby Orr? I don't know her. B-O-B-B-I. All right, so
like B.B. Jones, Gronk.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe that's what it is. Does Gronk get on the Boston Mount Rushmore?
No.
Jake, shut that one down quick.
Paul Pierce get on Boston's Mount Rushmore?
Oh, that's a good one right there. No. Kevin Garnett?
No.
David Ortiz?
None of these are even the next basketball player, I would say.
The next basketball player would be Robert Parrish?
Nope. Bill Russell.
You know what should be? Bill Russell.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that makes it tough.
You know what's interesting?
Hey, look, this is what it comes down to.
Red Auerbach?
This is what it's going to come.
No coaches.
I was going to say that the final spot comes down to Russell or David Ortiz.
Yeah. I agree with Jake. I think it comes down to Russell, Ortiz, I'm going to be honest with you. I think it has to be Ortiz because they won zero championships from 1918 to 2004.
They won zero championships without
I think a
steroids.
Lot of people that are... I think a lot of people from up there and that are into hockey would argue hard for Bobby Orr, though.
Yeah, Bobby Orr would be...
If Matt was here, Matt would be yelling at us right now.
I don't know, man. I'm still going to vote for... I'm going to vote for David Ortiz.
Bill Russell, right? The thing with Bill Russell is, Bill Russell would decline it. You know what I'm saying?
Bill Russell, yeah.
He would decline it. He really would. Because Bill Russell, like, he had a bad relationship with the city of Boston. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Bill Russell showed up to his jersey retirement. I don't think he showed up when they retired his jersey. I don't think he showed up. Like him and the fans in Boston. Yeah, him and the fans in Boston. That you don't quote. I have to look that up.
I mean, were they showing a Kyrie Irving video? Is that why?
He was like, he never felt love from the Boston Celtics fans. So I think he had a problem with the fans. I think it's David Ortiz. I think it's Larry Bird, Tom Brady, Ted Williams, and Big Poppy. Wow, that's crazy.
Leaving out Bobby Orr. The thing is, it's like Russell and Orr can be left out for us because not our generation.
It's true.
Yeah, we could do it. Yeah, that's cool too. Yeah, so there you go right there.
Although Ted Williams definitely isn't.
Ted Williams, but yeah, not generation
you
either.
You can't not put
but
Ted
Williams,
on
yeah,
there.
It was too much. You can't not put Ted Williams on there. Ted Williams was a beast. He got it done.
Yeah.
Let's go to San Diego.
How about no Manny Ramirez and having like a pee stall inside the state and like in the scoreboard?
I would love
just specifically for him.
Manny Ramirez is my guy. I love Manny
Ramirez.
They
should do that. You know what? They should like give him a monument and they just put a toilet.
Put a stall. Yeah, I know, right? This is where Manny Ramirez urinated at. I'm a Manny Ramirez. Manny Ramirez is the greatest right-handed bat I ever seen.
I don't disagree with you.
Manny Ramirez is a beast. Shout out to Washington Heights.
Mike Trout's right-handed.
He doesn't have the lineage of Manny Ramirez yet, though.
Yes, he does.
It's coming. Don't get me wrong. It's coming. But I still go Manny is the best right-handed bat I ever seen.
I got you.
San Diego.
A-Rod's pretty damn good, too.
A-Rod is a beast, too, but... I'm going with Manny right now.
That's fine. San Diego, okay.
So you start with...
Dana Fouts comes to mind. I'll tell you that.
I don't know if he's
going to get it there.
What about our baseball player? What's his name?
Tony Gwynn.
How are we starting with Junior Seau?
Yep.
Junior Seau definitely gets it, yeah.
Tony Gwynn and Junior Seau are in.
Mm-hmm.
And LaDainian.
Oh, LDT. LaDainian Thomas.
I'm telling you, Dan Fouts should be on that list,
too. Spot again. Yeah.
It's Dan Fouts. What about baseball players?
Trevor Hoffman
or Dave Winfield?
Winfield is also a Yankee too.
Yeah, Dave Winfield got a lot of Yankee roots in him.
Yeah, but he's got a lot.
I wouldn't put him on San Diego's Mount Rushmore. To me, it comes down to Fouts or Hoffman.
Does Hoffman lead?
What about Kellen Winslow?
Mm.
Kellen Winslow was average.
You can't put Winslow in there without Fouts.
I don't want to say he was average, but Kelly, yeah. Is Hoffman Major League Baseball's all-time save leader?
No, it's Mariano Rivera.
That's what I thought. Mariano passed him.
He just passed him. He had it, and then Rivera passed him back.
Trevor Hoffman or Dan Fouts? Dan Fouts didn't win anything?
Because Hoffman, I think Hoffman deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, but he's also not as great as people would think because he's kind of like, he's like Frank Gore. It's kind of like Frank Gore deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Trevor Hoffman deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But they're also a bit of a compiler when you talk about it.
Yeah, it's true.
So I would go with Fouts before I went with Hoffman.
Dennis right. Roy says Stan Humphries. Who's Stan Humphries?
Stan Humphries is the quarterback when they went to the Super Bowl against the Niners in 95.
They got the snot beat out to him.
Did we get Phil Rivers in there?
Phil Rivers has amazing numbers. Phil Rivers is a lock for the Hall of Fame.
I was going to say, joking aside, yeah. I mean, if he had a Super Bowl ring, I think people would be arguing for
him. No doubt.
But he's in L.A. now. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Because now if he wins a ring, which probably still not going to happen, but if he actually got a ring now, he'd be an L.A. ring and not a San Diego ring.
Trevor Hoffman or Dan Fouts? Chat room. Fouts. Goon squad.
I think I say Hoffman.
Fouts ain't never won nothing.
You mean Hoffman?
They never won. They went to the World Series.
I wish you could put polls in the chat room.
That would be cool if we could put polls in the chat room. That would YouTube, get on it. Maybe we can get on it, YouTube. Yeah, maybe.
They are making all this money off of you for nothing, so they might as well put it to something.
Yeah, I know. YouTube, you got that bag. They got a YouTube
studio.
They just
do it without you knowing.
Like,
it's like, oh, hey, you got 1,000 views. Guess what? We're going to start making money off you.
There you go.
Capitalist. Shout out to Matt Modica. Trevor Hoffman it is.
Oh, easy. Badass kids. So, yeah, obviously. You give Rivers the 2 rings Manning has and... There's not, yeah. He's got better numbers than Manning.
Yeah, he does. He's a beast. We was me and Tony Sincotta on the frenzy. That's just talking
they didn't
about
make
Phil
that
Rivers.
Trade.
Phil Rivers.
There's a good question for you. If they didn't make that trade, does Philip Rivers win 2 Super Bowls?
Yes, and then Eli Manning would be Phil Rivers.
I don't know if he does.
They might have won 3 Super Bowls with Phil Rivers. Wouldn't have as many interceptions either. Ooh, Antonio Gates by Lance Davis is a good one, too.
Can't put LaDainian and Antonio Gates on that one.
Get ready to wrap it up right here. FSTOT when we come back on the other side. So.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-625-4922 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-625-4922. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-625-4922 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
On Target Fantasy.
The joke was made earlier this morning that ESPN actually had Malik Smith listed as the starting left and right fielder because they didn't have the outfielders even properly situated after the Souza trade. They go and sign Carlos Gomez.
Malik Smith is a guy that's going to get an opportunity here. You know, he's still got to be more seasoned as a hitter. He could still pick up a Jose Bautista type.
I thought for sure.
At home, yes.
Yeah, Bautista was getting one of those jobs, so I don't know what's going to happen with him now.
Listen anytime on popular podcast providers.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Fantasy Baseball Hour with Al Melchior.
Which outfielder would you rather draft for Roto this season? JD Martinez or George Springer? 53-47% people prefer George Springer. Springer actually had a pretty big margin in this poll early on. And the late vote, the late precincts came in and made it a contest. I'm not sure why. Probably just randomness. 53-47%. That's a pretty close vote. That sort of sums up the way that I feel about those two outfielders. It's almost a toss-up, Martinez or Springer.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today. Unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe, and I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Father-child sports combos. Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Dale Earnhardt Jr. This is the one that sticks out because of the popularity of the drivers. The intimidator Dale Earnhardt, he was always one of the top dudes in the sport, but Jr. never really lived up to it.
He doesn't have a lot of wins to his career. Even NASCAR in general, they don't have a lot of faces for the casual fan. Like now that Jeff Gordon's gone, now that Dale Earnhardt's gone, now that Danica has all got... Tony Stewart's not even there anymore. He was the bad boy. But Dale Earnhardt Jr. was one of the most famous people, and he barely won.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Add Sierra Rogers. Sierra Rogers to the bracket. Instagram models. So her name, her Sierra is spelled with a C. C-I-E-A-R-A Rogers. She has 2.3 million followers on Instagram. Apparently to be an Instagram model, your name has to be Sierra or Brianna. What I'm noticing so far.
With extra A's, probably.
Yeah, because there's so many Sierras, you feel what I'm saying? Yeah. And Brianna's with 18 A's on the end. So there you go right there. We got to get this bracket. I think we can get it. Did we do 32 or 64?
It seems 64 seems like a lot.
I can find 64 today.
I'm sure you can.
I can find 64 today. I pull up my phone right now and find 64. But I'm not going to do that.
He just did it.
No, Oh, wait a minute. I thought
before I gave him.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say I thought before
I gave him the four.
If
you
don't
him.
Have like a favorite Instagram model, does that mean like you're like a real good guy?
I don't know, man. I guess I'm not a good guy then.
Chris, why, Chris? You're an upwardly mobile guy. You feel what I'm saying? I'm quite sure you have an Instagram account. Why no Instagram models?
Honestly, I'm not. I don't really use Instagram that much.
Okay.
And I post stuff like personally. Like I'll post stuff of my dog and things like that. And I don't know. I just don't really follow people on Instagram that much.
All right. Cool. I'm cool with that. Yeah. Where's Florio at?
Yeah, he's not here yet.
Speaking of following,
yes.
Let me ask you, Greg. You love my Twitter shenanigans.
I do love your Twitter. Big fan.
Should I unfollow Austin Dillon since he didn't follow me back?
No,
that's
like, I follow quite a few more people than follow me.
Yeah, but he was on the show and he changed his Twitter profile per my suggestion, and he follows a lot of people in their industry.
He should follow you.
So I feel like it's only fair.
He should follow you then. I wouldn't unfollow him, but he should be following you.
I agree with that.
Get Scott to send
I told him on the show. I was like, hey, you're going to update your Twitter profile. It doesn't mention the Daytona 500 win. And he said, oh, that's really good. I'm going to actually do it before the end of this interview.
Austin Dillon, right. Daytona 500 winner on target yesterday.
So good job. Make sure you go download that.
That's a good guy.
After you download that.
That's Scott. That's all Scott.
Yeah, that's the king. After you download that, head on over to rotoexperts.com. Sign up for the 2018 Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package. On sale now. Jake, Scott, Tim McCullough. Florio, Stanford, they get it done. Anybody, did you write anything for that?
No.
Why not?
No. And Florio and Stanford deserve more credit. I was just talking to Scott about that yesterday, is that more people need to know how good their stuff is.
I like that.
I'm only a complimentary piece.
That was wild yesterday.
Yeah, don't read my stuff if you want to be entertained.
You're the brains of the operation. Everything is all figured out. You know what I'm saying? Complimentary piece, the brain, whatever, as we evolve into this new company. I'm glad to be a part of it, though.
Even as a complimentary piece.
Even as a complimentary piece. They got to pay complimentary pieces, so there you go right there. Mm. When they stop paying, that's when you're not going to see me no more, Jack. I mean, you know, whatever.
You gonna check out more than you already check out?
Hey, Jake, don't do that. Don't do that, Jake, because every day is not every. I have a lot of stuff going on a lot of times, Jake. You know what I'm saying? It's people walking by the glass looking at me, paparazzi, whatever. They must be having an event back there because they're bringing a lot of people back there.
A lot of people coming back here. Look at this. Yeah.
When we do our Instagram model bracket, we're going to do 64 or 32.
It's up to you, man. It's your bracket. It's your content for the next couple months until you get to football season.
Well, we should do it around. We should do it in March because that's March Madness.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we'll put it together. But we need more nominees. And Jake didn't give us not one. Jake, can you give us one nominee on Monday?
No.
He's not.
I don't follow people like that on Instagram.
You don't even got to follow. Just find one. Ask one of your homeboys.
No.
Because we might need some help with this. No. Should I send an email to the staff?
Do you want?
I don't want them to think I'm weird if I send an email to the staff. I'm putting together content the best way I can. Yes. Thank everybody for rocking with us. I'm not going to ask him. Thanks everybody for rocking with us. I hope everybody has a good week. Had a good week. Have a good weekend. Shout out to the Goon Squad. Thank you to everybody downstairs on the fourth floor. Roto Experts podcast coming up next with the three of us also. So check it out, everybody on Fantasy YouTube. Does your